Hi. I thought I'd do an audio entry for a change, just to prove I'm still here and it's not the local field mice writing this. Someone wrote in to ask for a reading on the blog, so here it is. Well, a sketch for reading, anyway. LK was asking about a teacher of hers, a man about her age, someone she felt an affinity with, and they flirted a bit. But nothing came of it. They haven't had any contact outside of class, but she's still wondering about him. Partly about what could happen, partly I think about what might have happened or maybe should have happened. Anyway, she settled on a really good present moment kind of question. What is his true role in my life? And Yi gave her hexagram 56, the Wanderer, changing to hexagram 22, beauty, or making beautiful. It seems more natural to talk directly to LK about her reading, so that's what I'll do for the rest of this recording. So, LK, just looking at the name of the first hexagram, it's clear this is not set to be a long-term involvement. You asked what his true role is in your life, and Yi says he's a sojourner. This means someone who is stopping briefly, but really just passing through. He's loyal to something else, somewhere else. Actually, I just wonder whether he might be committed to someone else. I don't know if you'd know if he were. Anyway, in the place where he's stopping, he doesn't set out to change it, and he doesn't expect to be changed by anything or anyone he meets there. He's not getting deeply involved. He recognizes that he's not in a strong enough position for that, or perhaps that he just doesn't have the energy to put into that kind of involvement. It wouldn't be wise for him to get caught up in anything complicated. The image of this hexagram is a fire on the mountain. This is not a hearth fire. It's not the kind of place where people make a home. It's more like a campfire, where people would gather round for the night, and that it has enough fuel for just the one night before he moves on. So the words of the image say that the Noble One doesn't draw out legal proceedings, which means he doesn't get embroiled in complicated relationships or complicated arguments. It's better for him to decide quickly, even if it hurts, and move on. Now, your whole reading, the whole picture of his role in your life, is 56 changing to 22. Hexagram 22 means beauty, and especially making beautiful. It's about creating an image to show people. Not a fake image, a real expression of the person's essence, but the focus is all on creating the image for people to see and relate to. And one of the major themes of Hexagram 22 is the suitor, the one who comes driving his white, plumed horses to present himself in the very best light he can to the woman he's wooing. He's putting his best face forward, as it were. So looking at these two hexagrams together, the traveller or sojourner and the suitor, I think we can say this man's a travelling suitor. And that's not the material of a long-term relationship. Now, you could also read this another way, and read that you are travelling through, just as much as this teacher is, and that this is just a brief stop for you, too. And this idea is really borne out in the moving lines. If you've read both of them, line 1 and line 4, I expect you already have a good feel for what this connection really amounts to. Line 1. The sojourner, fragments and bits, splits off from their place and seizes calamity. Line 4. Sojourner in a shelter, gains property and an axe, my heart is not glad. I believe that these two lines reflect the two of you, with you at the first line, which is a broken yin line, and him at line 4, which is young, and would traditionally be seen as senior to that first line. I have to admit, this isn't a way I would usually interpret two lines, but you did mention both of you in the question, and these two lines are in a particular relationship, and I just had a feeling that was important. Also, I asked Yi if I was on the right track here, and it backed up my intuition. The thing is that although these two lines are in places where they naturally meet up and communicate, the fourth line, his line, is restlessly aiming upward and not reaching out to line one at all. So though you might expect a rapport, the connection doesn't really happen. That first line is a very negative one. The sojourner fragments, bits, splitting off from her place, grasping calamity. This is someone separating from her own place, her foundation, so she's no longer grounded. She focuses on small things instead, trivia really. And I'm saying she instead of he or she through here, because I think this line's probably about you. The thing is, it doesn't work out this way because you're weak or because there is nothing else for you. This is about playing small in the face of overwhelmingly huge possibilities. Maybe even taking refuge in the small things to get away from the confusion of the big things. Maybe you settled for whatever small flirtation he was offering instead of going for what you really want in life, because that's more the normal, acceptable thing to do. The message of the line is that this really doesn't work. And line four, which I think is about him, isn't a happy one either. Sojourner in a shelter gains property and an axe. My heart is not glad. A shelter is a very temporary resting place, a sign of not feeling at home or being comfortable. He stopped for a bit. He got something to show for it. And I think the axe is a sign of being on the defensive, not feeling secure or not feeling quite right in what he was doing. There's no big disaster here, but nothing that he can really be happy with. It sounds as though he was restless and his mind was elsewhere. There's a lot more that could be said about this reading, of course, but that's the gist of it, I think. I'm sorry to be the bringer of bad news here, and I hope the reading will be helpful to you nonetheless.